This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was told to show up at a federal court next Tuesday in Miami as he faces a second indictment, this time over his handling of classified materials after he left the White House. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
This marks the first time in American history a former president has been indicted on federal charges, adding to his legal troubles as he runs for president again. The indictment remains under seal. Sources say Trump faces at least 7 criminal counts in the federal case. Trump lawyer Jim Trustee told CNN charges include conspiracy and obstruction of justice, among others. Around 100 documents bearing classified markings were recovered from Trump's Palm Beach home last August. The Justice Department was looking into whether Trump unlawfully removed them when he left office in 2021 and whether he or others tried to block the government's investigation.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Russia reported heavy fighting along the front in southern and eastern Ukraine on Friday, while Kyiv maintained a strict silence about its long-anticipated counterattack. The initial days of the counteroffensive have been overshadowed this week by a humanitarian disaster after the destruction of a dam holding back the waters of the Dnipro River that bisects Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky strongly condemned actions in Kherson, accusing Russia of shelling evacuation areas after the extensive flooding. He said in a video message on Thursday, quote, Russian terrorists are trying to further aggravate the situation they have caused with their ecocide. He added, they're even shelling evacuation points, which is a manifestation of evil that perhaps no terrorists in the world have ever done. This